five little carrots. As you may have already discovered with some of the other songs and finger plays in this collection, I have a tendency to get inspired by props or stories that I am using with my students in my classroom. So that is the origin for this next finger play. So I found this adorable little set of carrots on Amazon, and I have the link down in the resource notes. And I knew I needed to come up with a finger play or a story to do with it, and that's where this came from. Now, you can absolutely do this story without using the prop, and in fact, I don't use this with my older students. But let me show you how it goes first. Five little carrots planted in the ground. Five little carrots with a fluffy green crown. I pulled and I pulled, and what did I see? A little, put in your color, a little blue carrot just for me. So demonstrate them pulling and pulling, using their arms and doing a nice big movement with each arm. I pulled and I pulled, and what did I see? A little blue carrot just for me. Oh, and of course, you can change the colors. So in this set, it has seven carrots, but there's actually just six colors. So there's two that are pink. So for my littlest ones, my little toddlers, I will use this as a visual demonstration. And then I will go around and have them pick out a carrot and put it back in. And depending on the age of the students, maybe I will use it just as a demonstration in the beginning and let them explore it a little bit at the end, depending on whether or not they might want to hold on to it and not put it back, which is perfectly fine. What I will do in that case is I always make sure if I have a prop that I'm using in the classroom that I'm going to let them hold, that I follow up with something equally as exciting or interesting or more so. So for example, I might do this and then follow up with doing a song with shakers or a song with drums, so that they put something back and get something new in exchange. So if you were to use the prop, there are actually seven carrots. So you would obviously adjust the number. Seven little carrots planted in the ground. Seven little carrots with a fluffy green crown. Now for my preschoolers, I pulled and I pulled, and what did I see? And I asked the student who pulled it out, what color did you get? And then we'll have the whole class say the last line together. A little pink carrot just for me. And then I'll let that student hold on to it until we're all done. The interesting thing about this particular prop is it's actually a puzzle. So the carrots are different shapes, and there's only one right location for each of the carrots for when they go back in, because the biggest one is the only one that will fit in that space. It won't fit in any of the other spots. So for me as the teacher, since I don't always remember where they're supposed to go, I put a little dot with a magic marker on the inside so that I know ultimately what color is in there. So I can also point that out to the students if they're having trouble figuring out which spot it should go in. Now, with my pre-K students, I really love doing this story with them. They have a great time with it. We use scarves. And so the way that we act out the story is I will pick. So for example, if we are having five students for the five carrots, I will pick out five scarves, five different colors, and I will point out to the class what the five colors are. I usually tend to go with the rainbow because that's easy for them to remember. So red, orange, yellow, green, blue, let's say, for example. Or maybe if I don't have a yellow scarf, I'll put in red, orange, green, blue, purple. You get the idea. Then my five students who are pretending to be the carrots, they are going to go over to the side very sneakily where the rest of the class can't see, and they will pick whatever their color is going to be for the carrot. Then usually I find in most classrooms we have it set up so that where you do your circle time or your meeting space, you have small bookshelves all around it, right? So the students will hide on the other side of the bookshelf, and the class will do the rhyme. Five little carrots planted in the ground. 5 little carrots with a fluffy green crown. And then I'll go over to one of the students and they hand me the ends of their scarf. I pulled and I pulled, and what did I see? And then the student pops up with their scarf, and then we identify what the color is. A little blue carrot just for me. Now, why did I make a point of having 5 different colors? I like to use this opportunity with this story for the students to do some predictions. What color do you predict the first carrot's going to be? What's the next carrot going to be? And we'll talk about that before each verse. So before the first verse, obviously, we've got 5 different colors that it could be. What's your prediction? And then we'll talk about, were you right? How many guessed red? Look at that, it was red. As we get further through the colors, they have to remember which colors we already did, and then which colors are left. And when we get to that last color, can you predict what the last color is going to be? So it adds another element to the story, gives them something else to be thinking about and focusing on, especially if these are students who have already had a turn acting as the carrot, and gives them something else to be invested and engaged in the story. So I hope you enjoy using this one in your classroom.